Good morning, Celeste Headley here on my own this morning as John Hockenberry is out on vacation this week. And we want to take a look at the fights going on in D.C. over the federal budget. We have a couple experts with us. David Walker served as Comptroller General from 1998 to 2008. And also with us again is our Washington correspondent, Todd Zwillick. Good morning to both of you.
Hey, good morning, Celeste.
Good to be with you.
You know, we have been asking our listeners what they would cut out of the budget. And we've gotten some suggestions from them. So I wanted to get both of you to, David Walker, you're going to tell us exactly what effect these cuts would have if they were put into place. And Todd, I want you to tell us if they would have a chance of passing, okay?
Sure thing.
All right, so let's start with defense, because that's a popular one that people want to cut. President Obama's plan includes a $671 billion for the Defense Department. That's a cut from what it normally is. And we've got this comment from Michael in San Antonio. He writes, cut defense. I'm military. I can say confidently that we need to make big cuts in defense, not in salary. We know enlisted members of the military are not overpaid, but in number of service members and superfluous programs. We need to weed out the underperformers that just pick up their paychecks. Oh, and Corvette stunt driving school for Navy SEALs. Obviously, the last part not being serious. But David Walker, do you think that we could cut more from the Defense Department than what President Obama has already proposed?
We absolutely can. I've been on the Defense Business Board as an ex officio member for 9 years before. There's a lot of waste in defense with regard to weapon systems. We still have too many bases. And in addition to that, quite frankly, the benefit programs are not affordable and sustainable over time.
Well, I want to play you this one real quick comment from someone in Washington State.
My name is Clancy Dunnigan. I'm calling from Whidbey Island, north of Seattle, Washington. I would like to cut the new submarine fleet, the new jet fleet from the Defense Department.
Are those, David Walker, are those a couple of the things you were talking about in terms of weapons programs?
I think on the issue of the weapons programs, we need to determine not just what we need, but how many do we need? Because we clearly have many more things that people want to acquire than we can afford and sustain. You don't want to get rid of the submarine fleet. The submarine fleet ends up providing a deterrent, but it also has a lot of uses that people don't know about, some of which are classified. With regard to aircraft, tactical aircraft, you know, we can't afford any more F-22s. And we're going to have to debate how many of the new joint strike fighters we're going to be able to afford as well.
Okay, Todd Zwillick, any chance that we're going to see deeper cuts in defense than what's already in President Obama's plan?
The House did something last night that David Walker might like. They voted down that joint strike fighter, the F-35, or at least an engine for it, $400 million in savings that Speaker John Boehner wanted to keep in there. So House Republicans voted against him to save the money. Politically, I'll say one thing. Clancy in Whidbey Island, Washington, wants to cut submarines and Navy programs. Here's a problem with that. Two of the top appropriators in Congress, one in the House and one in the Senate, both from Washington State.
All right.
And so they're going to defend their programs.
Okay, let's move on to entitlements, because President Obama doesn't touch those in his bill, and the GOP might. But Phil from Boston has an idea.
This is Phil from Boston. What I would do is I would make 70 the age at which Social Security kicks in for retirees, and remove the upper bound on income subject to Social Security tax.
David Walker, former comptroller, would this have a big effect on the budget?
It definitely would. I agree that we need to gradually increase the normal retirement age up to 70 over a number of years into the future, but still allow people to retire earlier if they so desire with lesser benefit. And we need to do something with regard to people like steel workers and mine workers who can't work that long. We do need to increase the taxable wage base cap from $106,800, but I do not think we should eliminate it, because that would be a 12.4% tax increase on everything above that level, when those individuals already don't receive the same, you know, replacement level of benefits as lower income workers.
Todd Zwillick, any chance that that would be it passed?
Republicans and Democrats are both talking about raising the retirement age. President Obama's deficit commission recommended it. There are some Democrats who aren't familiar with it, but there seems to be a consensus developing around that. A lot of Democrats want to raise that cap at least up to 250 so that the wealthier pay more in Social Security.
All right, since we're talking about wealthy people and taxes, this listener in White Plains, New York says tax breaks for the wealthy is what I would eliminate. Defense spending, especially for equipment, we've already talked about that, especially stuff that's made in the House Majority's home district, and cutting back on foreign aid. I want to talk to David Walker first about tax breaks for the wealthy. We just had a fight over the Bush-era tax cuts. If we got rid of those tax cuts completely, would that have a big effect?
It wouldn't come close to doing what we need to do to get our finances in order, although I have publicly stated that we should not have extended the Bush tax cuts, now the Bush-Obama tax cuts, for the wealthy.
And Todd Zwillick, we had the fight over this already. Any chance we could revive it?
Ask me in 2012, because that's when they're going to fight it out before the presidential election. That was a two-year extension, so it's going to be a presidential issue in 2012.
All right, let's talk salaries. Several listeners called in. They want to cut salaries in the House and Senate. Members of Congress currently earn an average of about $174,000 per year. Take a listen to this listener.
CJ in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. Seems to me the chaplains for the House and Senate should be voluntary. Their salaries are each six-figure. I say let's have a rotating missionary endeavor to the House and the Senate free of charge. That's how I'd save at least two six-figure salaries.
All right, so David Walker, clearly cutting the salaries for the chaplains, it wouldn't have a huge savings on the budget. But if we cut the salaries of, say, all members of Congress and their staffs, would that do it?
Well, I'm actually for pay for performance, although under that basis, they may owe us money.
Todd Zwillick, any chance we're going to see the chaplains become voluntary?
All right, since we're talking about cutting these guys, let me identify them for you. Father Dan Coughlin, chaplain of the House, he makes $172,500. And Navy Admiral, the Reverend Barry Black, makes $150,800. I don't know if you want these guys, men of the cloth, necessarily knowing that you're going after their salaries, but those are the gentlemen's. Coughlin and Black combined for about $323,000 taxpayer money.
Okay, so probably not going to cut their salaries, but also, Todd, probably also not going to cut the salaries of the representatives and senators themselves.
You should know that the House did vote to lower their staff budgets, their office budgets. This year, those are frozen. Actually, no, those are cut, and staff salaries are frozen for several years. The Senate hasn't voted on it yet. So there actually is some progress being made in Congress on this very issue. It won't cut as much as you want, and it won't cut member salaries.
All right, that's Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. We also spoke with David Walker, former U.S. Comptroller General, up until 2008. Thanks to both of you gentlemen.
Pleasure.
If you are listening out there, there is still plenty of time to give us your budget-cutting ideas. You can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can post a comment at thetakeaway.org. One listener suggests get rid of Medicare fraud, and that would save millions every year. What's your idea?
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.